Hey everyone, and welcome back to Practically Zero Waste, a podcast for making zero waste living as practical as possible. I'm your host, Elspeth Callahan, and this week I have two recommendations for you. One that I came across while I was Pinteresting something, and it was an ad for IKEA's Scraps Book. So the Scraps Book is a cookbook that they have put together with a number of different chefs, and it is so cool. So it is entirely about scrap cooking, the practice of using different elements of things that would normally be deemed compost or possibly inedible and putting things together into these amazing recipes that actually sound really great. What you're doing is basically cooking with your compost, and it goes so far beyond that classic zero waste tip of just making vegetable stock from all of your compost. And that is so tried and true. So many people love it. I have never had success with that. It has always turned out tasting a little bit like dirt. And maybe it's that I don't wash my vegetables well enough. I don't know what it is. I've just never been satisfied with my veggie stock. So while that is such a tried and true thing for so many people, it's just something that I never really bother with. I don't feel as concerned about not using my vegetable scraps to make a stock when I have a backyard compost that gets turned into a very valuable resource for my garden within a series of many months. I am quite content to just compost pretty much everything, even if I have tried to make a vegetable stock and it doesn't taste very good. At the very least, I've boiled my vegetables, or the vegetable scraps, and that's going to break down in the garden or in the compost much faster than if I were to put it in raw. All that to say, I would love to be able to do so much more with my vegetable scraps and get every bit of life out of food before being done with it. There's a couple things in this book that they have, like corn cob soup, where you're literally boiling the corn cobs after you have eaten the corn kernels off of them, and you're able to get a really, really rich stock that tastes just like corn, and it's part of the overall recipe. They have tons of things like forgotten vegetable fried rice, crisper pesto pasta, so just using things from your crisper that are maybe looking a little wilted, they're looking a little less edible. You wouldn't necessarily put these things in a fresh salad, but you could turn them into something cooked. And I think that it's so nice to be able to, whatever you're talking about in this recipe book, to be able to rethink the way that we use our food and rethink it as a very valuable resource that is so much more than, you know, the broccoli florets. Well, are you using the stock? Are you learning that you can use the potato peels for more than just a vegetable stock? If you really don't like leaving the skins on your potatoes, they've got these awesome recipes for turning the peelings of your different vegetables into chips or into some sort of snack. It's lovely and it's entirely free. So it's 111 pages, this cookbook. I got it as a free download just from an ad, which I will be able to put the free download in the show notes this week. You'll be able to access it completely. It does all kinds of weird stuff in here, like eating your banana peels. I have never considered doing that. Why would I? Because I've never heard of those things as being edible. Another person that really dives into using up food scraps in a new way is Max LaManna, who is on the podcast in a past episode, and I'll put a link to his episode in the show notes as well. Trying to think of ways that you can really reduce food scraps is incredibly valuable if you do not have a backyard compost or even a municipal compost pickup system or a worm bin. Like, if you have no way of diverting your organic matter from the landfill into the earth again, then this is awesome to be able to reduce the amount that you're putting into the garbage can from the beginning. Like, it's so cool. So the chocolate and banana peel cake is literally the banana peels. You don't actually put banana in this. So it's as if you have been taking bananas and using them, like very ripe bananas that you would use for baking anyway. So that's another great food waste tip. If you're not even there yet, then start with using up brown bananas in your baking. But then from there, saving the banana peels itself and putting those in the freezer for a long period of time. You chop off just the top part of the stem and the very, very tip at the end. Other than that, you keep all of that banana peel, freeze it, and then you process it and put it into your cake, and that is the banana flavor. It's almost like a concentrate. The other thing that I've heard of with banana peels is that bananas in general have potassium, which can help with sleep. I've absolutely seen my father-in-law boil water poured over a bunch of banana peels and let it steep and then drink that right before he goes to bed in order to hopefully have a better sleep. I don't know if it necessarily works for everyone, but I have seen banana peels being used in a variety of different ways. And so it's so neat. If you're someone who's in a situation where you don't have a compost, this book is totally free and it's totally for you. The other recommendation that I have this week is a recommendation as well as a request for feedback. So what I did, I was totally inspired by Polly Barks's Mediocre Garden Tour. So she put together a video of her Zone 5 gardening experience, and not necessarily advice, but just what she's doing currently, her plans for this summer, her plans for this spring, and talking about how she has upcycled, how she has thrifted things. All of these different elements are so important because it's trying to dismantle the idea that you have to have money to garden, that you have to be able to have a lot of space to garden. All of these ideas are so not true. You can garden with literally like a little bit of dirt that you got in a potted plant from the grocery store, and then that plant died. You can garden in that little pot, and then you can put it in your window. You don't even need a backyard. You don't even need a balcony. You can grow anything. On that note, there was a book that we carried at Sustain for a little while that was called How to Grow Your Dinner Without Leaving the House by Claire Ratnan, and it is so cool just talking about how to grow plants inside, like tomatoes. Like, we've all heard about growing house plants inside. Maybe you've got a little piece of ivy or something, but a vegetable garden inside in your apartment, growing tomatoes, growing lettuce, like, it's just such a neat idea and would absolutely connect you with your food, even if you're feeling separated from the idea of actually having a garden space of your own. So, How to Grow Your Dinner Without Leaving the House and Polly Barks's Mediocre Garden Tour inspired me together to put a video of my own on the internet. It was really fun to actually put together a video and be outside for the whole day and just celebrate mediocrity and being a mediocre gardener. I am by no means exceptional. I am no means incredibly talented or professional. I've been gardening for a long time, but I have called my garden an experiment every single year because I don't want to get my hopes up, because I'm not that good at gardening. I'm not that patient. I'm not that talented. But I do it anyway because there's so much value in gardening, in connecting with the land and connecting where your food comes from, and also spending that time outside and having the satisfaction of biting into something that you've grown yourself from seed is just so cool. Or even growing yourself from a seedling that you bought at Home Depot or a garden center. Like, you don't have to start things from seed. You don't have to have a lot of space, and you don't have to be skilled or know what you're doing. Just do it. Just garden. Start growing stuff wherever you are. You can find that video up on the Practically Zero Waste Podcast YouTube channel, and I will put a link for that in the podcast show notes as well. I guess my overall theme this week is reconnecting with your food, either from the very beginning where you are growing things either in a pot on your porch or in your backyard or in a community garden, all the way to the end of life where we are connecting with our food once more in a way that maybe we haven't thought of before, with a scraps cookbook that's totally for free that I just found randomly on the internet. Thank you so much for listening this week. If you want to check out any of the past episodes of the podcast, they are all in our archives, but I'll link a couple of the relevant ones, like Saving Seeds and Being Rad, Backyard Biodiversity and Garden Therapy, in the show notes, as well as in the description for the video. If you want to support the podcast, I would love it. You can buy me a virtual cup of coffee over at coffee.com/Elspeth Callahan. If you want to leave a rating or review, I love ratings and reviews. They really help the show be seen by people who are looking for this kind of content. I forgot I was going to ask you to provide some feedback on the video and if that's a direction that you would like to see the podcast go in for our alternating weeks where I don't have an interview with some amazing person and you're just stuck with me. Would you like to see more video content? mind, and I can start to expand the YouTube channel a little bit more. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. You can also send an email to practicallyzerowaste@gmail.com or message me on Instagram at practicallyzerowastepod. And that's all from me this week. I hope you're spending time outside and enjoying the sunshine, whether it's turning into fall wherever you are in the southern hemisphere, or it's just gearing up towards springtime. Whatever the next season is, it's going to be so, so good. So get outside, breathe the fresh air. Have a great week, everyone, and talk to you soon.